Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I had texted Jimmy this morning. I thought he was going to be running the simulcast today, but it's actually Steven. But I had texted Jimmy this morning because I wanted him to make picks. I mean, we are doing so poorly in our gambling that it's scary. Like Crowder is walking back from New York tonight. Like, he can't even... He had to sell his airline ticket for dinner. I mean, we have no money left. It is unbelievable.
I got a I'm a flight attendant now.
I mean,
I'm just trying to get around.
We couldn't believe the Heat were getting 3 points last night. We went on about it for 4 hours on this show yesterday.
You know, we joke. We honestly, over the past month, we would have done better flipping a coin.
100%. 100%. We, Jim DeJoseph is part of our gambling consortium, and he actually keeps track of all the games and all the bets that we've done. I can have him screenshot me what we've done, because I would harbor a guess in our last 20 bets, we've won two. I mean, that's mm-hmm. Miami Heat backcourt percentage. I mean, that's unbelievable, because I can remember distinctly we had a Luka Doncic over, which, by the way, came from Bill Reiter. It wasn't even our pick. We won that. Jimmy gave us a four-team parlay, but we just didn't bet enough on it, because who the hell would bet a lot on a Jimmy four-team parlay? What was the other one that we won, Solana? Didn't we have one other victory? Oh, we had a Jimmy Butler over. We had a Jimmy Butler over that cashed. I'm telling you, I think we are like 2-18 in our last 20 bets. It's a hefty amount of money.
It's terrible. I don't see any trains anymore. All I see is feet on the thread.
No, it's terrible. Oh, Heat are getting 8.5 points tomorrow in Boston. So we'll tell you what we think later on. We'll tell you what you should bet later on. Let's get headlines here. Start out the 3 o'clock hour. Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
It was
left the FTX last night. Very sad.
I was, actually.
I think everyone was. Yeah. Not what we expected.
And those loser Celtics fans.
The worst.
Oh, man.
Are they losers last night?
Not so much. They're still losers.
Okay. Yeah, wearing green last night. Yeah. You're a loser.
Nice color. Green. Oh, my favorite thing is a clover. What is that, a weed? Oh, you love a weed? Ridiculous.
Stay off the weed.
I mean, their city's famous for throwing a box of tea into the water.
Yeah.
Big deal.
Big deal. Tea in the water. Calling that a party? You've never been to a party.
Did they play Peppas after? I don't think so.
Oh, my God. You got to see Richard Jefferson right now on ESPN. He has you have ESPN on where you are?
Yeah, that's Malika's hat, I think.
That is a great look. That is great.
What's he doing? Like, is he just walking down Calle Ocho and just buying the first store in Calle Ocho? He's just buying everything.
I get the hat. I'm going to get the linen shirt with a pastel color. Probably a couple of cigars in his pocket there. That is great.
He has a picture of the guys from Domino Park, and he's like, I want to look like these guys.
I think it's Crowder's father-in-law. I think he looks like your father-in-law.
Bruno. Better leave Bruno alone now.
He's
Bruno
got a
smooth
look.
As all get up.
That's how Bruno went fishing. Like, yep. He has a look.
Really?
He has a look.
Like, not a t-shirt and some board shorts?
Whether he's at the gym, whether he's on a boat, whether he's at a wedding, he's dressing like Richard Jefferson right now on ESPN.
I love his look. I love
gonna
his
match
look.
The little belt over the brim is going to match his shirt and his pants. And Bruno will be clean now.
Man, I love his look. All right, what do we have for headlines, Solana?
It's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks.
Somebody,
tomorrow.
Text in, I have bet against you guys in the last month. I am purchasing a new house.
It's believable.
Congratulations, sir.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You're actually buying my house for pennies on the dollar.
We're all going to get foreclosed on. Goodness gracious.
The Heat. They'll play game 6 tomorrow, 8:30 p.m. Boston's a huge favorite, 8.5 points right now.
Told my wife last night, do we really need this refrigerator? I mean, how often do we have cold food?
Get a cooler and some ice.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll eat sandwiches. Sandwiches.
The Warriors, they play the Mavs tonight, game 5. It's a 9 p.m. tip-off. They're 7-point favorites at home. They can close out the series tonight.
Anybody into Dallas plus 7? I want to check with Jimmy. I don't know if we can track him down today or not, but anybody like the Mavericks plus 7 tonight, or should we just pack it in? Sometimes you got to, as Kenny Rogers saying, you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them. Should we just fold them at this point?
Whew. But Dallas, at least, they've won last game. They kept them kind of close.
Or maybe we just bet the Luka over. We like the Luka over in potential closeout games.
Yeah, let's do that. I like Luka over better than the Mavs. I've said for weeks now, the Mavs have nobody else but Luka. So, yeah, let's go with Luka. Let's bet on Luka.
It's 51.
Never mind.
Nah, I'm kidding. It's 34 okay. And a half. But I was like when people are like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I'm in. You haven't heard what the line is yet.
Never mind. I should do one.
Yeah, 34 and a half. I could be persuaded to the Luka over tonight.
Yes.
I'll check with Jimmy.
Listen,
I'm also
going to
check
Jimmy.
With Bill Ryder.
For real? Listen,
I'm texting everyone. I'm texting everyone. Everyone that I know, I'm texting.
What's Rob Pizzola up to? Does he have another
Pizzola,
bet or something?
Pizzola usually comes on with us today, and he couldn't. He DM'd me this morning that he's got a business meeting. So I'll ask him. I'll text him as well.
Send him a bowl of poutine or something. Just give us a winner.
How about Doncic a triple double tonight plus 300?
No.
You sure? I mean, we got to win our way back into this.
That's a lot of work, that boy.
How about Jalen Brunson over 19.5 points?
If you try to put my money on Jalen Brunson,
that seems
one more
like
time.
A decent bet to me, doesn't
Love
it?
Love that. Love that.
Jalen Brunson.
Hey, let's shut down Luka. He keeps kicking it out to Jalen Brunson. They go down in the third quarter. Jalen Brunson's got to get him back into it. I don't know. I'm just making a random case for Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
But 19.5 doesn't seem that out of line for him to go over tonight.
Yeah, that's what coaches say. Uh-oh, Luka's not on. Call Jalen Brunson.
He's their second best player.
That's why they're no good. That's why they're going to get whooped.
Steph Curry tonight, over-under is 27.5. Anybody interested?
I don't know. They play very team ball.
Klay Thompson, 18.5.
That seems low, isn't it?
I don't know. Klay is hot and cold, man.
Yeah. What about Draymond Green? Assists.
No props right now for Draymond.
Oh, okay. Spencer Dinwiddie?
There's
any
no
props?
Dinwiddie props right now.
Why do you think he's yelling Brunson?
Dinwiddie's had a really good series. If you can have a really good series down 3-1.
Dinwiddie can play. I won some money off Dinwiddie a couple years ago, but you talking about upsetting.
Yeah.
He just won't shoot sometimes.
All right, well, we'll figure it out before 6 o'clock. Before 6 o'clock, we'll let you know how we're losing our money so that you can go the opposite way.
There you go.
The Canes, they hired Alonzo Highsmith, former Cane, as general manager of football operations.
Let's go. Keep creating positions and keep bringing people in. I think I'm next in line, actually. I think I'm finally going to have that football job we've talked about.
Hell, you might call him.
I'm going to give him a call. Why not?
Call
hey, I understand you guys are hiring anyone that's been a hurricane. what can I do?
What salary do you need? Good job.
Just half of Alonzo Highsmith. That's all I need.
Los Marlins, they lost 5-4 yesterday in Tampa Bay. They lose both games in Tampa. They're off today. They begin a three-game series on the road tomorrow in the ATL.
All right, very good. We're heading to the ATL in the next segment. John Michaels.
Inter Miami lost in penalty kicks last night to Orlando City. They're out of the U.S. Open Cup.
All right, easy come, easy go. That's my analysis of Inter Miami. My soccer
coach.
Analysis, ladies and gentlemen.
You easy, are inspirational.
Easy come, easy go. I'm sure they'll be fine in the MLS's back tournament. When is that?
Heck, it was 2 years ago.
We did a couple shows on the MLS's back tournament.
We were dying for sports.
We had songs lined up. You had all kind of information.
Yeah, we were playing all the MLS songs. It was great. Who was the dude?
The commissioner.
Garber?
Don Garber.
Don Garber. We had old days speaking about Don Garber. Oh, it was a simpler time. I had more money in my account. It was a simpler time.
Canes baseball, they lost 9-6 to NC State in the ACC tournament yesterday. It's pool play. They'll play one more game tomorrow versus the Demon Deacons of Wake Forest.
All right, very good.
Finally, guys, we didn't even get to this yesterday, but a new mashup of Ritz crackers and Oreo cookies will be available starting today.
I'm looking forward to this.
It turned my stomach a little bit.
Oh, it looks delicious. Now, in all honesty, I can't eat it because it's not gluten-free, because the Ritz crackers are not gluten-free. They do have gluten-free Oreos. But that's a good salty sweet mashup, I think,
no,
right?
The because peanut
it's not,
butter.
But it's peanut butter cream or so. It's more like the peanut butter that you get in a Reese's peanut butter cup, which is not peanut butter; it's sugar. So I've had in Japan, Ritz crackers with a vanilla cream inside them. They sell them there that way.
Hmm.
So I'm telling you, there's something about it. I think this is going to be a big hit. Big hit.
I don't think so. I think this is going to fail miserably.
I'm looking forward to it.
Get them fast. They're not going to be on shelves long.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center, they're actually not on shelves, period. You have to buy these online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to work.
Interesting.
Who shops online?
You really? You have to buy them online?
And I think they're free, in fact. Like, it's a limited edition. You just have to pay for shipping and handling.
All right. Do a little more research on the story. Get back to us in the next hour.
I'll get back on Twitter
and I'll
find out.
It keeps changing. Everything you say. You got to get to stores tomorrow. Then it was, you can't get to a store. You have to shop online. Then it was like, no, you can't even buy them. They're just sending them to your house like COVID tests.
This was a complete fabrication. There is no Ritz and Oreo
mashup. You have to go online to uscovid.gov and you get a test kit. And the Oreo Ritz mashups will be sent right to your house.
Call 24/7, 866-954-MORE. Another hot afternoon in South Florida right now, around 88 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid-70s. That's your weather.
How's the weather up there in New York? Is it hot?
Oh, man, beautiful.
Is
like
it?
65,
ooh, wow.
Sunny. Yeah, it's nice up here.
It is hot here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.